Welcome to this session with Doug Addison. Doug is an international conference speaker, author, life coach, and stand-up comedian. For more information about his life-changing seminars and books, visit www.dougaddison.com. And now, here's Doug.
Hey everybody, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection. It's November 2nd, 2016, and I'm coming to you from Los Angeles from my... This is the first time I've ever done this, is I've done a Spirit Connection webcast from my writing and revelation chair. If you see me rocking, it's a rocker recliner, very anointed, under an open heaven even right now. And I just really wanted to be in this chair because I got so much revelation. We've got new prophetic words for November. Also, you can chat in your questions if you're watching live. We've got Pam, Krista and Justin in the chat room. We're not going to do any dream interpretation as it just takes too long for what we have. We have a short time, so put in your questions and specifically things you want to know about the supernatural, things when you want to know about my message or whatever, or even tonight, what's going on tonight with the broadcast. I'll go a little bit later. But here we go. DougAddison.com is my website. Stay connected with me and my team on Facebook, The Doug Addison. Twitter and Instagram is Doug T. Addison. Also, the Daily Prophetic Words. Most people know me everywhere I go around the world for the Daily Prophetic, hashtag Daily Prophetic. You can get those on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or get them by email. That's what I do. I get it delivered to my email box every day, where you can download them, or copy them into your journal, save them, and stuff like that. And while you're there, download my free ebook, How to Hear the Voice of God Clearly for Yourself. All right, let's get going. God, we thank you for this day. Well, my goodness, this is a time of restoration. We thank you, God, that you're restoring things. You're renewing things. You're reviving things. You're revealing things. And this is a time. So, Father, we pray right now for revelation to flow, prophecy, encounters. We pray, God, for angelic visitations and everything that's needed to step into this new season that is here. It's at hand now. It's at the door. A new gate is opening right now. Whether you're watching live or whether you're watching the replay or later on, it doesn't matter because God is outside of time. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow. Hey, you know what? November is going to be a time of restoration and revelation. The shaking that many people are experiencing right now is designed by God. It is. I'm not saying God's making bad things happen, but it's designed to shake open things that have been previously sealed. So now's the time. This is a time where things have been sealed are going to be revealed. Have you been seeing 333 lately? I sure have, among other things. It's Jeremiah 33:3, and this is a word for this month. Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know. Jeremiah 33:3. So what you need to do is call on the Lord and begin to ask him for things. You know, there's things, look back on your prayer list and things like that, or things you've been asking for. Look back on your prophetic words. Renew this. Go into God's presence and renew this time and call on him because he's answering with new things right now. I've sure been doing that. Right now is a time in which God is revealing more about the assignments, the new assignments that are coming from heaven this time of year. Whether you know it or not, your book of life has been opened. And this is a time of transition as God repositions new angels around you, new assignments will bring new alignment, things to help you, things to get ready for. So do not focus on the storm or what things look like in the natural realm right now. Know that God is establishing you right now. He's with you and you will make it through this time. Whether you're having a good time, mediocre time, whether you're in the wilderness or what, God is doing something new. So many are going to come out of this time in an entirely new place, a new level, a new authority, new power. Even though things are shaking right now, remember that God's kingdom can't be shaken. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and worship. Worship God, acceptable and reverence of awe, because God is a consuming fire. Hebrews 12, 28 and 29. Listen, because God is not shaken, we can just worship Him. We can be grateful right now, and we can accept His consuming fire. This is the prophetic word for November. I'll expound on it a little more on my blog sometime next week. But my prophetic word for Rosh Hashanah, it was last month. If you caught my webcast, October 11th, it was on my blog, released around the internet. It was extremely powerful, extremely helpful. If you've not read it, I encourage you to check out DougAddison.com, click on blog. Or if you have read it, check it out again, forward it to some people, because anyone who needs encouragement, because it is something that's going to cut. There's a breaker anointing on that word. It was called the October prophetic word, why this is such a significant time. And I'll tell you why. And I'm going to just recap that word, because I'm going to expound on it a little bit more, what's happened over the last month. During the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur, and now extending to the Feast of Tabernacles, which all just ended. It was really great time. God examines our lives and for the purposes of promotions. And so this past year, all those things took place October 2nd through 12th, last month, a few weeks ago. But it was the most spiritually active time in heaven I've ever seen in my life. And it extended this year. Normally it's Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur, but then Feast of Tabernacles kicked in just right after that. I was still having encounters and things at a greater level even through that. And so October 24th was the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles. So we just came out of 22 days of the most powerful encounters I've ever had. And the books of heaven were opened over you. And this is the time of year that happens. It happens every, you can even look at it on Wikipedia. We don't live under the Jewish law, but God's still on the Jewish calendar. And it was a very, very powerful time this year, because, check this out. And I wrote this in that blog last month, my prophetic word. But this year was so special so significant, because not only did God do this that He does every year, but it was done at the highest level court in the heavenly realm, in heaven. It's called the Daniel 7 Ancient of Days Court Session. And it was taking place, and there's still things going on, but the Daniel 7 Ancient of Days took his seat. And I'll read this from Daniel 7. As I looked, thrones, and this was Daniel saying this, thrones were set in place, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. I'm going to fast forward to the end of this. And the court was seated, and the books were opened. Daniel 7, 9, and 10. And I didn't go into the middle part of that. You can read that on my blog if you want to. I just want to shorten it right now for sake of time. But this year was so rare to have the Ancient of Days court session over you, over me. And God started this actually back in August. And it's gone on. It's still going on, because there's a lot of stuff to be taken care of. But it's the highest level of court authority in heaven. The Father was rendering decisions and judgments for those. Judgments not bad in this case. For those who are called to be part of this next move of God, this next revival. And many have been over attacked by the enemy over the last couple months because of this. The enemy has really retaliated. And some people felt that they failed. They felt they'd been forgotten. You could get that. That's why I said, don't look at the storm right now, because God is doing something new, and He has read your book, and He is moving you in an advanced level. So the enemy has retaliated. against God releasing these things in heaven. That's why we've been seeing all these strange weather patterns, all the storms, all the fires, floods, and the earthquakes rumbling. Now, yes, those things happen normally, but boy, things have really been rumbling over the last few months because of the high levels of unrest on the earth. That is, it's really prophetic and significant of the battles happening in the heavenly realms over this new revival that is coming. And here's an addition to that prophetic word. I want to add that the Lord spoke to me. Daniel 7, 22 and 23 is what's happened after the Ancient of Days opened the books. And this is Daniel speaking. As I watched, this horn was raising a raging war against the holy people and defeating them. Verse 22, until the Ancient of Days came and pronounced judgment in their favor of the holy people of the Most High. And at that time, they possessed the kingdom. Listen, this is the prophetic word for this month. God has done, he's done this right now. He's rendered judgment according to the Ancient of Days court session in Daniel 7, 22. He is now come up against the enemy who's been raging war against the holy people. And he is now releasing the ability to possess the kingdom. So this is a time in which we're going to actually get greater dominion, greater authority. It won't be done. This revival, this new thing that God's releasing, is not going to be done through the old wineskin. When God brings something new, like even when he brought Jesus, it wasn't done through the old wineskin. It was done through the new. In fact, in Matthew 9, when Jesus talks about you can't pour new wine into old wineskins, when he says that, he was talking about the fact that he came, he's the new wine. And every time God releases something new, it's going to be great. So God's not doing away with the old. It's not like he's going to all of a sudden annihilate everything. But what he's doing is he's releasing forerunners. That's what the Daniel 7 thing was all about. He's looking for forerunners who are going to go take hold of these new strategies that are coming from heaven right now and create them on earth. Take them from heaven, whether you know you're getting it or not, and create them on earth. That's what's going on right now. Revival is indeed coming in 2017. There is no doubt God is releasing the new revival geared towards those who have been rejected or wounded by Christianity. That's what the Lord's been telling me. You can read my prophetic words over the last couple years, actually, especially this past year, about this, or my 2016 prophetic forecast as well, which, by the way, is still good. It's still good right now. God has been lining things up for two moves. It's going to be two moves that's going to come. The first move is going to be inside the church. It's going to refresh Christians. He's going to awaken the church, and many will judge, like always. Many will judge this move as not being from God. He's going to release his glory. He's going to release his fire. He's going to release things from almost every move in the past are going to suddenly start springing up again. But those who have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Spirit is saying, God will come and refresh you. This is a time of God's anointing and glory to increase. It's already happening in pockets. I've seen a couple places, San Diego, Hamilton, Ontario. I've heard about something up in the Pacific Northwest of Ohio, of U.S. There's things happening right now, but this is going to increase over the next few months, and we're going to see an explosion happen in the Spirit. Now, the second move of God that's going to come after that, it's not like one's going to stop and the other starts, but there's going to be a second one that I just mentioned in 2017. It's going to be a true revival for people way outside the church. These are the Ezekiel 34 weak sheep who've been driven away or pushed away by mean shepherds or the fatter sheep. And God's going to do something to draw them back in. This might be your kids or grandkids. This might be people you know. But a new sound and a new language from heaven is coming. This is a new sound similar to the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. A sound of a rushing wind came and fire and a language came that everyone could understand suddenly. This is what's going to happen in this new move. And suddenly, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be like tongues of fire. I'm not saying it's going to be a day of Pentecost experience. What I'm saying is prophetically, suddenly, there's going to be a new sound from heaven, and people of all walks of life are suddenly going to be able to hear and accept and be awakened by God. And this will be people on drugs who have been helpless and hopeless, gang members tattooed and pierced. The LGBT community is going to have a revival. Get ready to be stretched. Lost and forgotten people are going to suddenly have an Ezekiel 37 dry bones come alive experience, bone upon bone, flesh upon flesh. And so I've been seeing and prophesying this for 5 years. 5 years. God loves the old, yes, he does, and he loves the new. I mentioned about the new wineskins. Jesus said, neither do people pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins will burst, and the wine will run out, ruining the wineskins. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins. Listen, this is in Matthew 9:17, so that both are preserved. God loves the old, and he loves the new. That's why he's going to pour the new wine into a new wineskin. He's looking for new wineskins right now. We've seen new wine in the church. I've seen very little new wineskin. A little note that that God's not going to suddenly annihilate things, like I said before. But I want to just say that the old way of doing things is going to really run out of gas here very soon. God is making a new movement a priority right now. The new wineskin is going to be a priority, and he's shifting favor and finances to the new, and he's looking for the forerunners to do this. And as this happens, listen, a civil war is going to come in the church, and the recent activity in heaven has caused a new gate to open on October 1st, 2016. A new gate opened up, and the spirit of division ramped up this past year because the enemy does not want us to see this or come into agreement with it, because there's great power. There's new power when we are in unity. When we agree together, it's the most powerful, powerful time. But because Christians are following the spirit of division over what God's doing, the spirit of love, and because of that, we're going to see a civil war start up. It's already, the enemy's already using politics. He's already using the internet. He's already using internet trolls. He's already using all this division to stir things up, to get people, to get you away from looking at what really matters right now. And am I saying politics don't matter? Well, in a sense, I'm saying don't get hung up on politics and miss this next move of God, because it's going to cut across all political things. We're going to see moves of God start to happen. And the Lord showed me that right around 2018, we're going to see a move of God in the White House, and it's going to be with and throughout Washington, and without different political parties that may not line up with what you think, or even in your country, if you're not in the U.S., God's going to move. He's moving right now. Similar to the parable of the 10 virgins in Matthew 25, 5 were ready and wise, 5 were foolish. The bridegroom was delayed in coming. That's what's going on right now. He's delayed in coming. The second coming has not happened the way people thought. And now, if you read my 2016 prophetic forecast, I talk about the next 7 years, what to do, because we weren't ready. We were in division. We weren't spotless. We need to be like those 10 virgins or the 10 bridesmaids and have extra oil in our lamp, so that when the Lord comes, which he is, he's coming. When the Lord comes, not talking about the second coming here, I'm talking about a revival that'll prepare us for the second coming. I'm saying when he comes, we'll be able to light the way and go out and meet him. So get ready. Be flexible, because the past few months have been some of the biggest storms and trials that I've ever seen in my life. It's the biggest, even though I just said, told you that I've had the most encounters in my life, I've also had the highest warfare I've ever, ever, ever had in my life in the midst of it. And I'm finally back home. I was so intense. I don't want to give Satan the glory. But I'm here sitting in this chair now and it was taken from me. That's all I got to say. It was taken from me for a time. I was right after my September 22nd when I got the word about a council meeting in heaven, and Bob Jones was in that council meeting, and that day there was a decision being made about the 1 billion soul harvest. That's Bob Jones, the prophet, came to earth to fulfill. And that day, the next day, I had so much warfare. So much warfare came against my health, came against everything. But you know what? I'm back home, and I'm back here in my revelation chair. God is good, and I'm here to tell you, He's going to make a way where it seems like there's no way. And in the midst of all this, we can be, it's some of the most spiritually active times we're moving into. Focus on the Lord. If you focus too much on your current trial, then you won't be ready. You'll be like the five bridesmaids or virgins that weren't ready. They weren't. They let their oil burn out because they got burned out from trying, you know, whatever. I'm just saying, get ready. And so I started, here's what I did. I started asking the Lord for a vision of what it's going to look like on the other side of this storm. And then here's what you do. Ask God for that vision, what the new things that are coming. Position yourself. That means take some practical steps. Get ready. Pray and ask God for timing and direction. Start thinking ahead. Don't focus on the current attack or the current storm, because it will indeed get you off track. The Lord has not forgotten you or us. It might appear as if it's been a long time in coming, but He is going to move quickly. And as I, you know, as I did this in my life, doors started to open up really fast. I mean, super, super fast. I couldn't even keep up with it. And I just want to release this prophetic word again, Amos 9:13 from the Message Bible. Yes, indeed, it won't be long now. God's decree, things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of another, you won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening all at once. Everywhere you look, blessings and blessings like wine pouring over the mountains and the hills. Let it come, God. Let that come. You know, as I was going through this, this really intense trial, a bullet train arrived in the spirit on October 19th. I was praying with some people, and suddenly, and I was, you know, they were praying for me because I was going through such a really, really intense time. And I was having allergic reactions. I couldn't live in my own home. I couldn't wear my own clothes. I couldn't drive my own car. I couldn't sit in my own chair. Everything came against me, but God is so good. On that day, October 19th, while praying, I had a vision of a bullet train coming. And the Lord said, all aboard for those who are ready for the ride of your life. And guess what? Things are starting to accelerate right now. From that day, from October 19th, things begin to advance. And this is happening for me and many other people that I know. Do not look at the storm. I keep saying that things are going to go move really quickly now, a new higher pace. You know what? As I was doing this and I was watching this all happen, I also saw that we need more greater protection. And so, you know, I was putting on the armor of God, Ephesians 6, you know, put on the full armor of God, and so that you can stand up under the attacks, right? The Apostle Paul uses the analogy of a suit of armor to stand against the schemes and the attacks of the enemy. We need to put on the armor with the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, you know, you know the whole thing, especially the sword of the truth, you know, the word of God. And you know what? I've always pictured an old knight's armor, and recently I had an encounter. Right after the bullet train, I had an encounter in which angels came around me and put on a full, and not just me, I saw this happening to people everywhere. We were getting armor upgrades. This was the most high-tech body suits that I've ever seen besides the movie Iron Man. It's what they looked like. They were red for the blood of Jesus, and we're getting these new high-tech armor suits. So get ready for the new armor of God to come. So here's a few miscellaneous things I wanted to add. You know, this is basically, that's the prophetic word, which I'll be writing up. But I had some other experiences as well. And I heard the Lord say He's putting some people in David's sling. King David had a sling. You know, before he was king, he had a sling and he took down Goliath. He took down some giants. And I saw in the spirit a vision, and I heard the Lord say, I'm placing strategic people right now in my sling, in David's sling. And they are about to be slung and projected back into, just like out of the blue, just like when David came as a shepherd's boy, out of the blue, he took down a giant. And overnight, he had a success. We're going to see this thing. We're going to see this right now. Overnight acceleration, sudden breakthroughs, a sudden breakthrough will turn your life around. And that's what I saw happening. Plus, it'll bring the giants down. And I tell you, when I saw that, I said, hey, I'll get in on that. So I began to use David's sling, you know, in the spirit anyway. I just begin to use humble things to take down the giants around me and other people. And I'm noticing it's working right now. And David's sling is around you. If you've been crying out for the Lord and you're not seeing anything right now, it's a good chance you're in David's sling and you're about to be projected into this new season to take down the giants in your take down the Goliaths in your life and around others. But listen, David was only able to do that because he was able, he fought the lion and the bear, with his sling. He fought off these lions and bears while watching his father's sheep, while doing his everyday job, boring job, waiting for a breakthrough. God's going to use all those things in your life. He's going to use those things in your own life. And so right now is a time to be encouraged. I also saw this. Signed covenants. These are letters in the spiritual realm of encouragement. The Lord says He's making oaths. New contracts are coming from heaven. These are falling on those who have been weary and need to be lifted up right now. And the Lord said this, these new things that are happening right now, He said they are greater. They're greater than verdicts in heaven. They are greater than than prophetic promises. It's when he gives his word, he's signing these covenants with people in his blood right now. He's signed them by the blood of Jesus. He's signing and giving his oath and saying, "I am gonna break you through this. I'm gonna break you out of this situation. And don't worry. Do not be dismayed. Do not be dismayed, because you're gonna see a breakthrough come." Also saw this happening is in heaven, I saw new names being placed on the rolls in heaven for those who have suffered. And an angel showed me this, the Holy Spirit, an angel showed me this, and these rolls of the people who have suffered. And as I was looking at this, I was thinking, oh, I thought that was just those who, they got killed or, tortured or something. And the Lord said, no, that this is a time right now that people who have suffered unjustly, in this season, many people have suffered unjustly. And He's placing your name on the rolls for those who have suffered. My name got put on. I saw other people's names. Guess what? The reward is amazing. And that's what's coming to us. You can bet on that. You can bank on that in the court system of heaven. God's equipping us right now with new weapons of our warfare. He's releasing new gifts. He's new anointings. He's updating the forms of old things to make them more effective. He's opening new gates in the heavenly realm. He is doing new things. I heard him say just the other day, he said, call in the ancient angels. Because I was there, doing some warfare and praying. And I said, Lord, what do I do today? He says, call in the ancient angels, the ones who had been held back for this time. It's a time such as this. So I didn't even know about it. I just called him in. Suddenly, things started to happen. This was just 2 days ago. Suddenly, things started to happen. So we can cry out for revelation right now. This is the month of revelation and restoration. God is going to reveal, He's going to heal, and He's going to release you. Don't get distracted by the confusion, by the rumors of bad things going on. Position yourself now for your breakthrough. Be encouraged. God has not forgotten you. You know, I mentioned that I was, I went through so much warfare after releasing the prophetic word last month, and I couldn't wear my own clothes even. I had, you know, it was a long story, but guess what I did? I got the word of the Lord to say, position yourself for the new. So when I went and bought what I needed for the new, you know, I bought a suitcase to get home. I bought some new clothes. I began to position myself instead of crying out over and over, God, help me through this day. God, help, 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 help. I begin to say, God, prepare me for the future. God, prepare me for this next thing. God is good. He has not forgotten you. He's going to turn those ashes into beauty. He is going to turn the water into wine. He is going to release the new wine. It's going to flow over the hills. We're going to see this happen. Yes, not in the next millennium. It's going to happen now. So I want to pray and activate this prophetic word over you. God, we thank you. Boy, there's an anointing right now over this. There's a breaker anointing to break open things that have held you back. So, Father, I activate this prophetic word that you would reveal the things that you have, the good things. Reveal to us what happened during Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and the Feast of Tabernacles. Reveal your plans right now. I pray for those letters of encouragement to come. I pray for those who have been placed on the rolls of those who suffered in heaven. I pray that they begin to get payments, repayments that would come. I pray, God, you would raise up the Joseph and Josephine anointing right now to bring financial aid into these new things. And Father, I pray that you would knit us together as one. I pray, Father, that we would be able to not only make it through this time, but we're going to break through this time and we're going to take down the giants. I pray for an activation of taking down the giants. I pray for dreams and visions, angelic encounters, supernatural experiences, the ability to hear the Lord, the ability to tap into the seven spirits of God that have power and might and wisdom and knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Let the Spirit of the Lord come upon us and walk in these things. Walk in the seven spirits of the Lord right now. And Father, I pray that you, oh my goodness, I just pray and release this out in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. 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 Well, you're going to want to share this with some people because there's a strong authority on this. There's a strong anointing. As I'm speaking these things, I'm feeling it myself. I'm a little bit blasted. I'm a good thing I'm sitting this month. Anyway, my website, DougAddison.com. I'm kind of almost tongue-tied from that. Be sure to check out my free ebook while you're there and download my free ebook. Get it to someone else if you want. And also consider donating to us. You know, we do this for free and we have partners who help us. Some people donate once, some people donate every month. And we have a partner program that we keep in touch with our partners and some special things, a Facebook private group, and you can interact with me and my staff. But to partner with us or to donate, just go to DougAddison.com, click on the donate button, you'll see it there. There's some events coming up, but before I get to the events, I want to talk about this. I have a really kind of an underrated online course. I have a lot of online training out there. I have an online internet school of ministry. It's called Hearing the Voice of God 365. I want to encourage you, sign up for the free 2-week trial or the free 2-week test drive, and you'll get full access to session one. Full access. It's 12 sessions delivered once a month for 12 months, or you can fast forward and get them all at once. But we are getting so much positive feedback. We're going to start running videos of that, of people in the school. Now, it's self-guided, and it's very affordable. And we're doing it that way so that people, you don't have to travel to get real high-level school of ministry training. And yes, it's self-guided on the internet, but we have an activation call once a month where I get everybody on, and I do it live. Plus, we're working on adding some interactive different interactive things in it as well. So check that out. But one of my underrated online training courses is called Write Your Book Now. And I know many of you may have felt like God's called you to write a book. I hear it all the time. Maybe you've been putting it off, or maybe you've been spinning your wheels, not sure where to start. Maybe you've started it and you need an idea to get through the roadblocks or get encouraged. Or maybe you've finished and you need to know how to get it published. Well, guess what? God is releasing so much revelation right now in this season to people that many of you who are called to write need to step up right now. Now is the time to get your story out there. And it is so easy. I'm telling you, I know it's still hard work to write and everything like that, but it is not as bad as you think to do. So to help capture this prophetic flow that's coming, my team, I really love them, has updated and refreshed, updated my online training called Write Your Book Now. It's an online training course, and it's a self-guided online course. It was created to give you everything you need to get your book written, published as easy as possible. And so not only that, we put it on sale this month. We just updated it with some new stuff. And it's on sale right now. And you'll get the 2-hour workshop, the jumpstart, all the tools inside, videos on how to do it. I've thrown in my bonus. There's a bonus ebook in there, how to write the guide to writing your book in 30 days. And it can be done. Yes, it can. Plus instructional tutorial videos on how to publish on Kindle. How to get your life message going, how to create an outline, a book outline, whether to publish or self-publish, blogging templates, just to activate. I do everything I can because I'm a writer. I write every day. I journal, and I even give you my journaling tips in there. Right now, we're offering it a special $20 off through Friday, November 18th. Jump on this. Go to my website, DougAddison.com, and you can click on the, or click on the link below, which is DougAddison.com/WYBN. That stands for Write Your Book Now. Either way, get ready for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. My team just said they are cooking up some stuff. I know, I can't believe that Thanksgiving's almost here. Oh my goodness, the holidays are coming. They're cooking up some stuff that you're going to want to be part of. And also, you just, you know, watch for that anyway. Also, we have some upcoming events. New Year's Eve again. I'm going to be there again this year. The San Francisco Bay Area in, I believe it's in Pleasanton or one of those, right in that area. It's Blazing Fire Church. They just moved again. That's why I was wondering. But Blazing Fire Church has invited me back to release the prophetic words. But guess what? You don't have to stay up late this year. A lot of people didn't come because they couldn't stay up till midnight, like me. But this year, it's a free event. It's going to be with Blazing Fire Church, my good friends, Brent and Suzanne Locker, and the team there. But it's going to, we'll end it between 9 and 10. We're going to start, release the prophetic, but it's going to be for Christians. It's not like we're going to ring in the new year because it distracts people from releasing what God has. And so you can look at my website for that also. In January, Sedona, Arizona, January 12th through the 15th, 2017, join me and my good friends David and Stephanie Herzog, Miranda Nelson, and Steve Swanson for a power-packed 4-day weekend event. It's going to be very, very powerful. Go to DougAddison.com/events and check that out. We're going to go into some Q&A right now. We have Pam, who is pulling together some questions. Plus, we have the people in the chat room. And so give me just a second to get a sip of water. And, excuse me, get this aligned here. All right. Let's see. What do we have? Let me make sure I found the questions for this month. Yeah, here they are. I'm going to make them a little bit bigger so I don't have to put on my glasses. How's that? Hey, wow, I can see. Wow. Here's a question from Brooke on Facebook. What do you know about the fourth heaven? God told me something was sown into the fourth heaven. I've never heard that before, to be honest with you. We don't even really know that much about the we just can do the math because the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians talks about he knew a man, which was him, he was so humble he didn't want to say, that went to the third heaven. And we knew that that this the God of the air, or the Satan is the God of the air. So we knew the first, second, and third. I don't know about the fourth heaven, Brooke, but ask God to show you. Maybe you get some revelation, you can write a book about it. That'd be great. I don't know what that means, a fourth dimension. I don't know. Here's a question from Shannon. Why are there things seeming to be delayed? Is there a spiritual blockage? No, there is. It is so complex. I have been saying this for a while. What is going on in heaven? And it's very complex why things seem to be delayed. Well, first of all, everything is not lined up. Second, is some people have said no, major people carrying major portions of anointing, and they have laid down their tasks. They have turned aside from these things. They were the ones carrying the mantle, so to speak, and they've said no to it. And that would also plug things, slow things down. But God is realigning those things, not mantles, but assignments from them. And so things have been delayed because a lot of people have not been ready. People have gotten off track, gotten into political arguments, gotten, I said political arguments. You can be political. I'm political. I'm going to vote next week, And got, where there's freedom in that. But what I'm saying is if you're focused tunnel vision on it, you're missing the Lord right now, because he's way bigger than that. He's doing something new. Why is things slowed down and delayed? Because the majority of the church missed what God wanted to do, and we missed it. We missed the last revival. You can read through my blogs where I've talked about this, but there was supposed to be a move of God every 10, 11 years, and the last one, it was 94, 2006, it never came. 2016 now, we're going to see something right now. So, yep, it's complicated, but God's doing something new. He's going to release it. Here's a question from Sam. Let me just center this so I can read it. Hold on a second. What do you do when nothing works anymore? Well, I actually, I think it's, I can't remember what page in my book, about it, my book, Personal Development, God's Way, but I do talk about when the different seasons of your life and the different situations, and there's situations that can happen when nothing is working. Right now, we are in a season as a church. I'm a times and seasons prophet, so I know this. We're in a season where things have not appeared to work because the old wineskin is no longer anointed and the new has not been released. That's transition. That's why people are seeing 11, 11. 11 is transition. We are in transition between something that was no longer working. And so that could be one of the things when nothing else works, or it could be your season. Sam, maybe you and others are in a season where God's waiting for you to take a move, or maybe he's, maybe you're in a Job season or these different things. It could be, but I would say, based on your question and what I hear prophetically, is that we just are in a season where God is just, he's about to release the new. That's why the old hasn't worked. All right, good question so far. Here's one from Janie. I've tried everywhere. I've tried everything to quit smoking. I've prayed by everyone, including Todd Bentley. I've even accessed the court of heaven. Nothing seems to work. Here's what I recommend. It's because you're trying, because your heart's in the right place. Number one, even this is with everybody right now. Listen up, people with addictions. This isn't just smoking. Don't judge this lady. If you're struggling with anything, alcohol, if you're struggling with gambling, if you're struggling with pornography, if you're struggling with your soul, or anything to do with the smoking, yes, keep going in there. I want to commend you, Janie. Great job. Great job. You've been in there. Don't give up. But at the same time, don't beat yourself up. Here's what I did when I was trying it. I never was a smoker, but I had to get off of drugs years ago. I had to get off of all kinds of the immorality things that I was into years ago. And I kept on failing. I kept failing, failing, failing. And then the Lord spoke to me one day. He said, "You know, I'm going to do this for you, but you need to just love yourself now." And it was when I started doing that, when I began having grace for myself, it began to lose its power. So don't focus so much I mean, I don't want to just give people the free license to give up on the Lord, because I hear it's not what I'm hearing Janie do. But have grace for yourself and watch and begin to pray. And I just pray, I want to just do the special prayer, God, for those who are struggling with the addictions, for those who are trying to get a breakthrough. You've done things, you've tried it all. Father, I pray that something will fall from heaven right now. Something will fall from heaven and ignite this ability, strengthen the ability to get through this. We all have it. Not one person is immune to this thing. We all struggle with things from our soul. So, Father, I pray that you would ignite a new anointing to break through the things that have broken through us, to give us a breakthrough instead of a breakdown. And I pray, Father, for that anointing like I had to get to love myself first, because it was once I started loving myself and accepting myself, and just saying, God, I give this to you every day. It wasn't until I did that God actually, that it opened up. Something happened. I don't know what, but something changed. I want to see that happen for you. Yeah, be praying for everybody. Here's a question from David. What does it mean when prophets prophesy over you that you are a king and a kingly purpose or anointing? Well, that means authority. And I know that people some people are like, oh no, brother, there's a certain reason for that kingly. It means authority, basically, leadership and authority, because that's what kings do. Doesn't mean you're going to be a king, but that means you have authority. And here's the deal, like I was always prophesied that I was going to be a prophet to the nations. I heard that all the time. I wasn't ready to be a prophet for the nations. I just became one just recently. And here I am, 57 years old, and I'm just becoming one. And now I'm doing it through the internet. And the prophet to the nations, I don't even go to nations anymore. I don't even travel. I just use the internet. Who would have dreamed it? But I want to tell you that people were telling me all the time I was going to be a prophet to the nations, but my life was really out of control. And I was struggling with stuff. So just know this: God will give you a prophetic word. He will prophesy over you to get you to go there, to get you to not give up, and to really contend for those things that God has for you. And as you contend for it, then He will open up. But here's what I want you to do: what you can, everybody, you can operate at your current sphere of influence. So I remember when I was called to be a prophet of the nations, right? Remember 1991, I was just coming out of the occult back in 1988. 91 is when I started to prophesy for the first time. It was a little bit, I was pretty ragged, and things weren't the greatest. But my influence wasn't the nations. My influence was my home group, was my family. It was, it wasn't even to my church yet. And it wasn't until a couple years later that God opened me to my church, and then it expanded to a different level of influence. Then I began to go to regional prayer meetings in 94, 95, 96, and expanded. That I began to plant a church, I began to go and travel. It expanded. So don't despise humble or small beginnings. Operate with humility at your current sphere of influence. Don't take on a title. Remember, kingly anointing, having authority, leadership, all that type of thing, being a prophet and doing those things aren't titles. They're functions in the church. Here's what you can do, though, David, is you can position yourself by taking some leadership training or reading a book on it or something. Begin to do some research on that kingly anointing. Listen to some tapes, buy a book, something. Do something towards it and see if God begins to speak to you. All right. Here's a question from Hebesda. What do you do when God reveals that certain people, even Christians, are doing witchcraft against you? Well, if He reveals it and you don't have evidence, be careful, first of all, because unless you have evidence, you want to make sure that of that. But here's what I do. If God reveals it, even a Christian doing it, and it's possible for Christians to do this, to do witchcraft against you, that's when they begin to pray soulish prayers instead of the Lord's Prayer. Here's what I want you to do. Put on the full armor. That's what you do. Don't go fighting flesh and blood. Don't go fighting them. It's not the people. It is the demons behind it. And you don't want to curse them back. So you bless those who curse you, right? So that's what you put on the full armor of God, that He would protect you. Begin to pray each day that He guards you, and that begin to find ways to bless them. Call in prayer. I bless those who curse me. That's what Jesus said to do. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. And so that's where you're going to win the battle, is you're going to win it in the whole thing of blessing and asking the Lord to fight your battle. If you start fighting it yourself or against those people, that's exactly what the enemy wants you to do. And you'll get spun out and it'll be in a tumbling cycle the whole time. All right, here's a question from Millicent. How do I walk out a prophetic word for November? How do I get the fullest out of it? Well, I don't think you're talking about my prophetic word for November, the prophetic words for November, or my daily prophetic words. But how to walk out any word is find a way to activate it. I have a book. It's a new book called God Spoke, Now What? How to Activate Your Prophetic Words. And I recommend it for everybody. It's just a practical thing. It's probably one of the more practical books I've written on the prophetic, on how to activate a prophetic word, what to do, how to respond. So on my daily prophetic words, I put them in my journal every day and I ask God to show me. And then I look at yesterday's and see, because sometimes my daily prophetics are they're a few days apart, and they're not always on the same day. And they're quite powerful. But then the word I have for November right now, get ready to walk it out. I even gave some instructions on what to do. Begin to ask God for a vision. Begin to rise above your current situation. Great one. Here's another one. Question two from Millicent. I've dealt with so many wounds. My heart feels closed off. How do I free my heart? Well, inner healing is and prayer is the only way. You have to do it. It's so important. I'm so sorry, first of all, Millicent, I'm so sorry that the things have happened to you and the other people who've been wounded. And how do you get healed? There's different types of prayer. Sozo prayer, it's not the same. Listen, sozo prayer and ministry might not work for other people. It might work for you, but it might not work for someone else. That's why something that works for me doesn't work for my wife. So I've gone to Restoring the Foundations. That's a ministry that helps you walk through things. There's a Elijah House. There's the Healing Rooms. There's so many things out there right now. Just what I recommend is that you get something. And if you can't travel, Bethel Church in Reading, iBethel.org, I think, or .com, whatever it might be, they can do it over the phone or Skype with you. Most ministries do that now. So get some healing because God's going to use you. There's a reason. Listen to everybody here who, everybody who's been struggling, everybody who has been really beat up and wounded. There's a reason Satan is doing that to you because you have a great calling on your life. Why would the enemy work overtime on you unless there's a great calling? Jenna, here's a question. How do you know when a dream is a warning dream or a deception from the enemy? Well, deception from the enemy dreams tend to be less colorful, muted colored, and warning dreams could be that as well, but they are normally of the regular color. And I'm not saying all black and white dreams are from Satan. I'm not saying that at all. If you want to know more about this, I have a chapter in my book called Understand Your Dreams Now. And you can get through that, go through that. And I talk more about it in there. Here's a question from Marge. I'm an intercessor and even led or lead prayer at my church, but I have been experiencing loss after loss and I can't seem to hold on to the blessings. Is there any strategy for breaking this? Well, I would say, Marge, and others like you're about to get a breakthrough. The enemy's he's coming up against you, loss after loss. He's hitting you so hard right now, because he wants to discourage you. There's an anointing that's about to increase on you and others. This is a time to break through. This is a time to go onto the other side. Don't give up right now. And so don't back down in a storm for sure. But, you know, we've been getting hit with losses. I don't know your pain. I can't even imagine your pain. I know that I've lost a lot. I've had a lot of deaths in my family. And a lot of stuff happened. But in the midst of that, you're going to find the Lord. And now, guess what? God's going to use you to reach and have an anointing for those very people. So hold on right now, Marge. There's help coming. Here's a question from DaisyMom05. How should we pray over the election, and what's the strategy? Well, you know, you're the first person to ask me anything about the election, because I'm not, okay, I do hear from God. I'm not a prophet that, you know, there's the seven mountains strategy. I'm not one for government. I do hear the Lord, and I tend to be for, you know, for the arts and entertainment, the media industries, the religion. I help the church. It's not like I don't have an anointing. I do have a prophetic word that the Lord has not allowed me to release yet, because let me just tell you this. Me and a few others, we were having what we call prophet sharing, where there's a bunch of prophets who are sitting around sharing, and I was shocked because most people don't hear the things I hear. I hear things in the council rooms of heaven. I overhear council meetings where they're discussing things and verdicts are never even mentioned. So I've heard ever since last year, since the first, in the U.S., the first Republican debate in October, that whatever it was, I heard at that time, I heard all kinds of things started to be discussed in heaven. And the name for the next president of the United States has changed over and over and over again. It's changed. I saw it vanish from the wall in a meeting. Now, these were not verdicts from heaven. These were council meetings to get people to pray. And it's changed so many times that I don't even want to release what I was hearing. I did a couple of times and then it changed again. Here's the deal. God will not require you to vote for anyone. Don't believe that. Don't believe that you have to vote for a person to be a Christian or a certain party. It's not true. God has freedom. There's freedom in the Lord. And you can vote freely. Vote however God leads you. That's the strategy. Pray for a humble person to go into office. That's what the Lord told me. And I saw Donald Trump's name appear and disappear. I saw other people's names appear and disappear. But the Lord said he's looking for someone who's humble, and it might be a surprise, because he's going to have in 2018, there's going to be a move of God in the White House, and it's going to be a surprise party in the White House. I'm so serious. Don't be dismayed next week. Listen to me. Do not be discouraged if your candidate or your party doesn't win. God is way above this, way above this. He has plans. That's what I've heard. I've overheard the plans in heaven, and he has been looking for, like even with Donald Trump, I just keep hearing this over and over, how to pray that he humbles himself, because if he humbles himself, he will be lifted up. With any of them, we have to be humble. We can't have pride. And God is, I don't know if it's sealed yet or not. I'm not sure. But you know, don't worry. Don't be discouraged. No matter what happens, we're still here after President Obama. I don't care what people say. God's going to use him to now take peace to the whole Middle East. He is. After he leaves office, he's going to be used as a peacemaker. And that's why he came into office. There's things beyond what we see right now. So anyway, just bless you to have the freedom to vote however you feel you need to. And all right, hey, we're coming to a close, and it's November already. My goodness, we're getting down to the near the end of the year. I want to encourage you to go to my website, DougAddison.com. Check out the Hearing the Voice of God 365. It's online, prophetic activation school. You can take the free test drive. It's a 14-day test drive. No obligation to buy it at all, but you get to see everything, see how it works and things like that. And if it happens to be during the time that I'm doing a call, you get on to be on a call. So sign up for that. Also, for the Write Your Book Now online course up until November 18th, it's $20 off, plus it's just been updated with new things. It's very exciting. Be sure to stay connected with us, DougAddison.com, hashtag Daily Prophetic, and also Twitter and Instagram, Doug T. Addison, and Facebook, The Doug Addison. I just pray, Father, in Jesus' name, we pray right now for peace during the storms, peace during our elections in the U.S., peace all over the earth, peace now as God is releasing something new. There's power coming. Do not be discouraged. Do not be dismayed at the level of the attack we've seen right now. We're going to see a double anointing, a double fire from the Lord, a double, there's a breaker anointing that's going to come out of all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, everybody. God bless you. Just want to say thanks to my team and bless you. See you on the internet. See you next month.